You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac is the government's medicine buying entity, and it came under fire last year for long wait times in approving new medicines. I set out to find out more about Pharmac and funding for medicine in New Zealand. First, I spoke with health economist Dr. Paula Logelli about Pharmac and medicine in New Zealand and the National Party's plans to fund 13 cancer drugs that are not available in New Zealand but are in Australia. Here is that interview now. What is Pharmac and why do we have it?
So Pharmac is a Crown entity, and that means they're at arm's length and independent from ministers. And what they do is they look at clinical and economic evidence to determine if specific pharmaceuticals and devices should be funded for all New Zealanders. And so the reason that New Zealand has Pharmac and Australia has something called the PBAC, England has something called NICE, is that these health technology assessment agencies do a systematic evaluation of medicines to ensure that what the public is funding is something that's effective, so it's better than what's already available, and something that's cost effective, so it delivers value for money. So given all the other places where we could spend our public funding, making sure that we're spending in the best place to improve health. What's unique about Pharmac, and kind of like a uniquely New Zealand, kind of like L&P analogy, is that Pharmac has a budget and must stay within that budget. So NICE doesn't have a budget in England. They are just a decision maker. So they make a decision, and then the National Health Service, the NHS in England, then has to fund the drugs that NICE approves. In Australia, PBAC also just makes decisions, and then their decisions are funded through a wider health budget. So that fact that Pharmac is a decision maker and a budget holder is quite unique in the context of health technology assessment. And interestingly, what that means is that there's quite huge comparisons between, say, Australia and New Zealand in terms of their pharmaceutical budget. So Australia's budget is $14 billion in 2021, and whereas in New Zealand's Pharmac's budget was like $1 billion. So kind of like, 13-fold difference.
So National has proposed funding 13 additional cancer treatments. Why aren't these treatments already available in New Zealand like they are in Australia and other OECD countries?
I think it's really important to kind of fact-check a lot of these policies. I've done a bit of fact-checking, and most of these drugs are on a list of what they call options for investment. And that means they've been reviewed and prioritised to a list that Pharmac would like to fund if they had the budget. So put really simply, it just means that these treatments aren't available because Pharmac's budget doesn't allow it.
What are the governmental steps we need to take to give New Zealanders better access to drugs?
Well, when you talk about better access, I kind of think about equity, and I think about making sure that those who need care are able to access care. So sometimes Pharmac budget is the elephant in the room. So there was a review that was undertaken in 2022, and they weren't actually allowed to consider the budget as part of that review. But there's other sort of barriers to access that I think are important, including prescription charges. So there's a lot of evidence that shows that prescription charges, which had just been reviewed, removed in July this year, that they were impacting a range of people in terms of them going and picking up their prescriptions, getting their prescriptions filled. I think if we had better access to primary care, to public health screening, then we might have more Maori and Pacific people taking up cancer screening, and we might have individuals being able to go and access GP care, if the co-payment wasn't so high. And then we would be improving primary care, we'd be improving preventative care, and it may mean that then individuals are not presenting with advanced disease, be it cancer or other sorts of disease, getting picked up earlier, and that management is much cheaper. And so ultimately, these drugs, which we often talk about as we're being missing out on, then we don't need them because they're the later line pharmaceuticals in a hospital or a secondary care centre. So I think if we think about better access to drugs, we should think about the primary care setting as a means of better access. And the prescription charges was one barrier that's now been removed. And I think GP co-payments is another barrier that we need to perhaps consider, and better public health screening is another barrier, or having better screening would reduce the barriers there.
Next, I spoke with Dr. Kate Gregory from the New Zealand Cancer Society about access to cancer treatments in New Zealand. Here is that piece now. Do you think Pharmac is doing enough for those with cancer to supply them with up-to-date medicines?
Well, I think that there is a huge amount of frustration, both from patients and their pharmacists and also from clinicians, at the length of time it takes from a drug being shown in a clinical trial to be extremely effective to actually our patients in New Zealand getting access to it. And the process, you know, it takes years sometimes. So, for example, with lung immunotherapy, I think it took 5 years. And that's too long. People die within that space of time. So I think the whole process has to be looked at, has to be speeded up. And there has to be, Pharmac, I think, needs to be more proactive of what we would call horizon scanning. So looking at what's coming up, looking at what's available internationally, and being proactive about getting those into our clinics sooner.
Besides fast-tracking new medicines, what sort of policy do we need to ensure life-saving medicine is readily available?
Well, I think that we need to be looking at what's coming up. We need to be looking at these big international trials of new drugs. And when there's something out there that makes a huge impact in terms of how long people live or even if lives are being saved, then we need, you know, that information's all available. You know, we as clinicians have access to that, and we should be able to contact Pharmac and say, look, this drug is out there, we need access to this. And there just needs to be some fast tracking process to actually bring this through. And the FDA in the States has that kind of approval process, and also in the United Kingdom there's that kind of approval process. So it just takes too long at the moment.
Do we need further investments in healthcare infrastructure besides Pharmac?
Yes, we do. So, for example, National have made this new this announcement that if they get into office, they're going to fund the drugs that have been identified as lacking in this country compared to Australia. But it's not just about actually having the access to the drugs. We need nurses who are trained to administer the drug. We need physical space in the chemotherapy clinics, which many hospitals around the country are really struggling just to literally have space to fit patients in. And also some of these new drugs are targeted agents, and they have specific diagnostic tests to see which patients are appropriate for them, and so we need the pathology services to do that. And at the present time, all of those services are under pressure, even as we stand at the moment. So there does need to be investment in infrastructure.
Are people going to Australia and other countries to get treatment?
Yes, they are. People do go overseas to get treatment. The other thing that's happening increasingly is patients are struggling to self-fund some of these medications. And we're talking thousands of dollars a month, and people are selling houses, getting in their cashing in their KiwiSaver, looking, setting up Give a Little pages. And that's huge financial pressure for patients. So patients are well aware that there are drugs that they could access if they were overseas that they can't access here. And those with the means, and a lot of people don't have the means, are looking at going offshore. They are looking at self-funding these treatments.
Finally, I spoke with Prostate Cancer Foundation New Zealand CEO Peter Dickens to find out about healthcare for those suffering from prostate cancer. Here's that piece now. Is Pharmac getting enough funding to support prostate cancer medication for New Zealanders?
Pharmac is an extremely tough job in trying to provide the medications for that New Zealanders need. There's not really enough money, and prostate cancer is one of those conditions that's suffering quite a lot as a result of the funding that's made available to Pharmac. There are two drugs particularly that Pharmac has assessed and has said would be cost effective and that there is a considerable health need for. But these drugs have not been funded. Pharmac has not had the money to be able to do so. And so men are having a worse quality of life as a result, and also they're dying sooner than they need to.
Now, National has promised to deliver 13 new cancer treatments if elected, but nothing for prostate cancer. What can voters do about this?
I think that voters should take a little bit, need to take a real interest in how medicines are being provided to the nation. Medicines are a significant part of the health system. They're absolutely vital to maintaining productivity and also maintaining the quality of life for New Zealanders. Particularly in relation to prostate cancer, it's now New Zealand's most commonly diagnosed cancer and the second leading cause of cancer death in men. It is something that we really need to do something about. Almost everybody knows someone who has had a prostate cancer journey. And so I really think that the New Zealand public should be talking to its representatives about how they're going about providing the medicines that prostate cancer patients in New Zealand need.
How are patients' quality of life being affected by the lack of up-to-date medication available in New Zealand?
Prostate cancer is not a fun. Prostate cancer is not an enjoyable experience, and particularly as the disease progresses. And what we have here, what we have at the moment, is that there is what was, five, six, 7 years ago, a new generation treatment. New generation treatments came out that substantially improved the quality of life of men with advanced prostate cancer. Unfortunately, none of those medications are just not available on a funded basis early enough in the disease progression for men to enjoy the benefits that they can extol, which include better quality of life and also longer life. So really, if we want to change those things in New Zealand's most commonly diagnosed cancer, really the political parties have to have a look at PharmAc, have to have a look at its funding model, and really start paying attention to New Zealand's most commonly diagnosed cancer.
Finally, how much does New Zealand funding medication for prostate cancer compared to other countries?
If you are a man, if you are someone in New Zealand who's affected by prostate cancer, you will have significantly less access to prostate cancer medications than you do in other countries. For instance, in Australia, you would have access to four new generation prostate cancer medications that aren't funded here in New Zealand. Internationally, we're at the bottom of the pile. We're last on the list of OECD countries in terms of the amount of resource that we put into providing medications for the population. This really has to change, not just for prostate cancer patients, but for patients right across the board.
That was health economist Dr. Paula Loghelli, Dr. Kate Gregory from the Cancer Society, and finally Peter Dickens from the Prostate Cancer Foundation on PharmAc and healthcare in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.